Echo and Harper Audio present Hungry Ghosts, a novel by Kevin Jared Hussein, performed by Don Warrington. For the ancestors and everything they grew. Without doubt, all kings or son must once behold hell. The Mahabharata. Main players, Hansraj Sarup, Hans. Sweta, his wife. Krishna, their son. Tarak, their nephew. Daltan Changor, a prosperous man. Mali Changor, his wife. Dolly, neighbor to Hansraj and Sweta. Umesh, her husband, deceased. Lata, their daughter. Mandeep, Tarak's father, Hansraj's older brother. Tansi, his wife, deceased. Kalawati and Tilok, an older couple in the barracks. Rukmin and Murali, another older couple. Niala, their pregnant daughter. Sachin, their son. White Lady, the barrack dog. Rudra and Rustam Lakan, twins with a bloodstained past. Bagran Lakan, their father, deceased. Big and Robinson, men under Changor's employ. DSP Badri, a lawman from Bell Village. Mikey and Dylan, his sons. Part 1. A Gate to Hell. Sometime in the 1940s, Trinidad, four boys venture to the river to perform a blood oath. Two brothers and two cousins. The brothers were twins, both 15. The cousins, 14 and 13. They passed around a boning knife, making clean cuts across their palms. The blood bubbled to the surface like their veins were boiling. They let the blood drip into a stolen bottle of cow's milk. They drank, passing the bottle around until all was gone. Then they hugged each other, a minute at a time, holding on tight as if the world were ending. When it was over, the rains came down so hard that the four boys thought the clouds would fall as well. The force of the water stung the wounds and washed them clean. "Gonna have nothing more important than this," the twins told the cousins. The older brother christened their union with a name, Kobo, for the large vulture, a carrion feeder, a bird that stays alive by seeking the dead. "Why not an ibis, or a kingfisher, or a peacock?" "Because a kobo will always be a kobo, even if it trades its black feathers for a peacock's. It must eat corpses for breakfast, knowing to save our bowels and maggoty flesh, realizing those two are meals fit for kings. For what is a king but one who is nourished by his kingdom, one that circles overhead, making his presence known? A kobo will always be a kobo, hated by the world that it will eventually eat." The youngest boy was reluctant to identify with the scavenger bird until hearing it put like that. He was an only child, frail but uncommonly precocious, large, intelligent eyes, his nose deep in old, crumpled magazines, the frown of an old holy man in these troubling times, skin so fair that the elders had said it was touched by the goddess Radha. He once had hair like a wild child, a haven of lice, never wanted it combed, ruffled it and teased it back out if anyone did. This boy's name was Krishna Sarup. Krishna was from a family of three. The father, Hans, was in his early 30s, sun-kissed skin, palms like pressed leather. He had eyes...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?